멍하니 하루를 보내 너 없는 난.
Hi, welcome to Korean Drama's First Meetings and Last Goodbyes. This is our last goodbye to Shooting Stars.
I mean, it was zippy throughout the whole thing, I felt.
Yeah, it was pretty light and sweet.
Yes, yeah. Very sweet. Not something that you really need to use a lot of brain power to enjoy, which actually I appreciated.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have that kind of drama.
Yeah,
we watch. Like, I don't need to think.
In tandem with this show, we watched My Liberation Notes, which is beautiful, but definitely requires a lot of brain power. And so then when you don't want to use your brain at all, this is the show to watch.
Yeah. I think the highlight strength of this show was how hot the leads were together and
yes.
How funny they were and how good at acting they were.
I love their chemistry. Even if they were just staring at each other, it's somehow hilarious.
Honestly, they were both 12 years old.
Yes.
It was very funny.
It was pretty great how 12-year-olds were considering.
Yeah, like, just like the hiding their relationship and like getting giggly over like holding hands, stuff like that.
You know? And just like how Oh Han-byo thought she was catering to Tae-sun by being like, oh yeah, obviously I know, I can see right through his little ruse of trying to come to work to pretend we're dating. Okay, sure. And then everyone on the PR team could completely see through her ruse of like, oh, I'm not dating him. I'm so professional about this.
Yeah,
so,
right? I loved how by the end, everyone knew and didn't give a shit.
I mean, the CEO knew from the very beginning. He's just like, I don't want to, they think they're getting away with it. I'll let these 12-year-olds think this. Like when you have a child, you're babysitting this kid, and he's like, oh, I'm hiding. And when you play hide and seek with this kid, you just pretend you don't see them, even though he's right there, right in front of you under the bed. You're like, oh, where did he go? I can't see you at all. Otherwise, it's no fun.
I think the second male lead, Lawyer Do, like, they didn't work together at all. Oh Han-byo and the lawyer. Like, he asked her out on dates, and, like, she was, like, wincing the whole time and was like, no.
Oh, yes.
They didn't work at all. He didn't even have a shot as a second male lead.
She wasn't even remotely swayed other than the kind of like, he's pretty hot objectively on paper and everyone thinks he's hot.
Objectively, it's not as bad as dating a celebrity. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think he made a really good couple with the journalist.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
What was so great about that second couple was how much sense they made.
They were both fucking adults.
They weren't
middle schoolers.
And we saw them in their respective kind of like career fields.
Yeah.
And we saw just like, okay, he struck out with Oh Han-byo, but like clearly she was totally not interested in him at all. And it didn't.
And even if she was, they wouldn't have worked as a couple because they're, like, at two different stages in life mentally.
Oh.
Yeah.
100%. And what was fair about it was I usually don't like it when the extra leads get paired up together and stuff, you know? Like, I don't like it when it's like, well, he's a second male lead. Who do we pair him up with? Like, I don't like that. But this one actually felt organic. It actually felt like they built it from, like, oh, they're just, like, people who are working together on this, like, article.
Yeah, it would have made sense. It made sense for the journalist to, like, go to his office, and it made sense for them to, like, charm each other, you know?
Yeah, and it was slow and gradual, which is why it worked.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't like, last episode, who's single?
You two, know? They're together randomly. Why? Why them? I don't understand. What?
Yeah, like, actor Yoo-sung and that girl. I'm glad they didn't actually pair them up.
Oh, no. Oh, the actress.
The actress who was a fangirl.
Okay.
They didn't actually pair them up. They just kind of became friends at the end, which I'm like, that's nice.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
We already had, like, what, 5 couples in this drama?
Yeah, honestly. I feel like by the end, even the show was like, we have too many couples.
They called it out, too.
Yeah.
They
couldn't find a place to go on a date in Jeju.
Yeah. That's actually kind of what turned me around on it, because at first I thought this was, like, guys, you have 5 couples, come on. But then they kind of like poked fun of it, so then I was like, okay, you won me back over, show.
The storyline with Yuna and Jaehyung, that's his name,
it
was hilarious. That was the
so
best
funny.
Little like capsule story, you know.
I mean as a third couple, that these three were obviously the best couples. Oh Han-byo, and Gong Tae-sung and like Yuna and Jaehyun and, you know, the journalist and lawyer. Those three couples.
Those are the best couples.
Best couple awards. Even
manager Yoo-sung and
other man, leader, both team leaders.
Okay.
The team leader couple did not ship this. Sorry, guys. Sorry, did not ship the team leader couple.
There wasn't really a storyline there.
It was because there wasn't really conflict or tension or any reason they couldn't be together or any like,
yeah,
just basically it was boring. They were very, I hesitate to use the word cute together. I'll say they both acted very cutesy when they're near each other.
This is true.
Normally that would be cute, but they never went through anything where they couldn't have been together, really. Yeah. So I didn't buy it. And also their cutesy side was their least attractive side to me.
Yeah, they didn't really have chemistry together as like a romantic couple, but they seemed like great friends and like a great friend chemistry as actors. So I don't know.
I much prefer them as coworkers and, you know, mentor mentee kind of like relationship. I much prefer that even.
Yeah, I would have preferred her to like get over her crush and he's just like, hey, no, but I love you as a mentee.
Yes.
You know, I would have liked that a lot more.
Even if
she doesn't end up with actor Yoo-sung.
Yes. Even if not every couple has to work out. I mean, the whole premise of one of them was unrequited love, you know?
Yeah.
But here's my thing, right? Kang Yoo-sung, like, his character was more interesting before he started dating, for sure. Mm. Like, because it seemed like he was warm and affectionate on the outside, but he was definitely very cold and calculating and totally ruthless when it came to his actor clients, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's the type of person to manipulate and throw someone under the bus, even throw them into freaking jail, just so his actor gets the role.
Yeah.
That's pretty horrible. But everyone's like, he's so nice. I'm like, no, that's not nice at all. That's a terrible thing to do. And that's what makes him interesting. And I like that.
That's true, yeah.
But then when he was with her and he said something like, oh, I knew it was real love when I gave you a script. And you know how I never give anyone scripts because I'm that precious with my scripts and my actors. Okay, so basically being with her is bad for his career, is what you're trying to say, is what he's trying to imply, or it seems like, you know? It seems like it never made it clear that he was struggling with his own, like, I can't date, I can't fall in love, I need to focus on my career. Like, they didn't really focus on that.
That's true.
So then when he had to explain why he even liked her, because we, the viewers, were also equally confused.
I think the show did that a lot, where, like, they presented something, and then they sort of retconned a backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, especially, like, the big one is, like, their friend.
The third friend.
Because, like, okay, episode one, you're like, wow, they're enemies. I see the tension between Oh Han-gil and Tae-sung.
They've never been able to get over this dead friend situation, whatever that was. I'm curious what that was, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, then it's like, oh, actually, they were friends the whole time. They had a third friend, and he killed himself. So let's spend some time on that. And it's like, it felt like it was trying to be like enemies to lovers, but then it was like, they were never truly enemies. They were always like just bickery friends, you know? So
I do think that the show felt very different from what you first thought when you first watched episode one to the end, by the end of it. But I turned off my brain already, so it was okay for me.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Yes. So personally,
you don't have to look that closely. You don't need like the best story ever written for a show like this. Yeah.
I agree with you that definitely I was surprised that they had even been friends at all.
Yeah.
But
if you do stop to think about it, you're like, hey, wait, that's a huge plot hole. Hey, wait, that doesn't really make sense. Hey, that's unsatisfying. But
or like, hey, that's a weird character flaw.
Yeah. So just don't think about it.
Don't think about it. And that's how you can enjoy this show. That's what I keep trying to emphasize is it's kind of like if you ever watch improv comedy where the first scene and the last scene are completely different, but they're the same set. And somehow you just let your brain roll with it because they're clearly just rolling with it.
Yeah, like episode to episode, it felt like, okay, this makes sense. But if you take it as a whole, it's like,
wait what? How do we get here? Yes. Yeah. If you think too deeply and try to make it so episode one connects smoothly to episode 16, it's not going to happen that way, no.
So, you know, we were having a discussion before we did the podcast of, like, does it have good pacing or is the pacing bad? I think on an episode level, it had a good pacing. But then overall series, it didn't have good pacing.
Yes. Yeah. I would say episode to episode, I never felt bored watching each episode.
Yeah.
However, as a whole, I think the amount of real estate spent on couples I didn't care about, aka manager couple and almost half-heartedly actor couple with Kang Yoo-sun, the actor, and ultimate Tae-sung fangirl. I mean, I thought it was okay where it ended up, but it was like weird real estate to even spend on that aspect of it at all. Even.
That's true. Yeah. It did feel like they were like ramping up to like maybe they could be together.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't
I don't even need that. I really, in fact, if he had just taken acting classes and we never saw who he was taking acting classes from, or, oh, there's another actor in your company who is so bad at acting. We don't need to see that, actually. It's pretty funny. It really is pretty funny.
Yeah.
But
it was funny that she was in a love triangle between two Yoo-sungs.
Yeah.
I feel like the writers didn't make the choice of like who she was going to end up with until manager Yoo-sung did turn around and say, yes, I do like you. I feel like they left it completely open right until that moment. Like they weren't decided that should happen. And then they like looked at it and they're like, let's just do that one. You know, let's just choose option A.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like, it almost felt like they flipped a coin and we're like, who's going to win? Okay. Well, looks like this one won. So let's write this.
Which is felt a little. Yeah.
It definitely felt like that. Because it wasn't like you look back and saw all the hints that he was leaning towards her. Actually, truthfully speaking, this felt okay. I'm just giving this as an example. I don't know if I should bring it up, but like, let's say there's an ultimate game, which is like, okay, let's just say there's a choose your own adventure, choose your own male lead game, right?
Yeah.
A game where there's a main character, a female lead, and any of the routes, any of these options for male love interest could happen. That's what this felt like. It really felt like it could have gone anywhere. There was no theme or arc or reason these two had to be together. It really was that arbitrary.
Just an arbitrary choice.
I'm just pointing this out. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. I think, you know, now that this drama is over, what should you watch next? I think definitely A Business Proposal for workplace, workplace comedy, but also like the guy is like kind of famous and the girl works really hard.
yeah it's basically it. Anytime the guy is like, he's sweet and dumb, but he's also really rich and really powerful, like My Secretary Kim.
yeah
and then she's hardworking and competent and a little inexperienced in love. That's basically like,
that's I'm not the even, formula.
That's
yes.
the formula.
And Business Proposal and What's Wrong with Secretary Kim have perfected the genre.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much any Park Min-yeon drama really is this.
Honestly,
She's a great working woman professional. She's so good at her job, but can she find love?
It also was a lot like You from Another Star.
Yeah.
Except, you know, like the female lead is a celebrity.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was just so much fun to see just kind of like the lid of the entertainment world being lifted a little bit.
Yeah.
Of like what the media perceives or what netizens perceive versus like the actual reality of the situation.
Yeah. That was pretty big in You from Another Star too.
Yeah.
And I think producers, even though I personally didn't finish that drama,
I think I did, but I don't remember all of it. But yes, it does
have the like
aspect of
TV industry, right, movie industry, yeah.
Right. With IU/Cindy's arc and producers.
Yeah.
So I did. If you're working in the entertainment industry, this is kind of fun to see. If you're not, then maybe it's a little disillusioning.
Yeah.
What? Those two aren't together? They're just promoting together for their drama, and that's why all the tabloids are promoting them as a couple? Yeah. Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Any final thoughts on Shooting Stars before we say our last goodbye?
Truthfully, I would watch this again, and I wouldn't think about it. I just, you can't think about this show, really. You really shouldn't think about this more deeply.
Yeah.
Just turn your brain off and look how cute they are.
Yeah, if you think too deeply, you'll be like, is that racist? Is this good story? No, turn your brain off.
Like,
and you
wait
can enjoy
a minute.
It.
Isn't there something wrong with the idea of this mentor coworker guy dating this mentee who idolizes him? Don't you think this is a little weird and gross? I mean, I did think that, but then I was like, stop thinking that. Just enjoy their dumb little puppy romance, okay?
Oh, my final thought is I like that it was a recurring joke that Gong Tae-sang was like terrible at drawing.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was such... I just liked his like very gleeful expressions anytime he could do anything, even remotely anything.
Yeah.
You're so good at ripping off the stickers off these packages.
And he did it with such panache. Yeah. If you have any thoughts on Shooting Stars, please tweet at us at KDrama First Last, and then have a great day.